The Obama administration's Cancer Moonshot has brought three agencies together. They're collaborating on a specific and highly promising approach to treatment of lung cancer. It's called the Applied Proteogenomics Organizational Learning and Outcomes Consortium, or APOLLO. It involves the National Cancer Institute, Defense Department, and Veterans Affairs. Joining me with what the Institute is bringing to the consortium, Dr. Henry Rodriguez, Director of the Proteogenomics Research, and Dr. Warren Kibbe, Director of the Center for Biomedical Informatics and Information Technology at the National Cancer Institute. Thank you both for joining me. So first of all, let's start with what the National Cancer Institute's role will be in this consortium. We've talked to the Veterans Affairs Department, and what does NCI bring to this? Clearly, you have some knowledge of cancer at the NCI. Dr. Rodriguez?
If you had to summarize APOLLO, it's going to create, for the very first time, the nation's first healthcare system in which cancer patients are now going to be routinely screened, both for genomic abnormalities and proteomic information, with the ultimate goal of trying to best match their tumor type to a specific targeted therapy. Now, in regards to NCI, or broader NIH, so CPTAC, which stands for the Clinical Proteomic Tumor Analysis Consortium, that actually represents the National Cancer Institute's flagship proteomics-based initiative, and that's been applying what we call a proteogenomic-based approach to cancer, which is sort of this blend now between genomics and proteomics, and it's had recent success stories over the past year and a half. So in a way, I would see CPTAC really serving as a foundation, sort of an inspiration for APOLLO. And what's nice is now is that actually the creation of APOLLO actually is an indication of a broadening or of an acceptance of proteogenomics-based research now into organizations that have traditionally have had less uptake of these approaches to date. So in a way, CPTAC then is going to play a central role.
Sure.
Both in terms of expertise and workflows to be used in, for example, the Mirtha Cancer Center at Walter Reed Bethesda.
And Dr. Kibbe, I wanted to ask you what the role of data and informatics in this whole effort is, just judging from your title.
Echoing what Henry just said, is that we're now in a place where we're generating more and more data, gaining more and more information on patients that have cancer, and being able to join what we're learning in genomics with proteomics and actually with imaging, with clinical information, those each give us a important part of a picture of how do we start applying the goals of precision medicine, where we really want to understand the characteristics of every patient, and be able to understand both what's their prognosis, so how aggressive is their disease going to be, which then what is the best therapy. So we really think that this much more detailed characterization based on data of every cancer patient that's going to go through APOLLO is really going to revolutionize how we think about cancer as a disease. So I think there's another side to this. And again, it's informed by data, and that's can we use what we're going to learn from these patients to really inform the next set of experiments, the next set of investigations to understand the role of the abnormalities that we see in cancer and how that relates to basic biology of the cell.
And what is precision therapy as opposed to imprecise medicine?
Well, so precision medicine's gotten applied in a lot of different ways now. And I think the way that we've been thinking about it at the NCI is how do we think about the latest therapies and the presentation of each patient in the clinic and think about really matching those two up. So that's the basis, for instance, for the NCI Match protocol. That's an umbrella protocol that is run across 2,400 different clinical sites in the country, and patients enroll in NCI Match. They have detailed molecular characterization, not yet proteomic characterization, but again, that's something that we think APOLLO is going to enable us to do, but doing detailed molecular characterization and then assigning them to one of 24 arms that have targeted therapies that are directed at that particular patient. That's the definition of precision medicine, at least in one definition.
We're speaking with Dr. Warren Kibbe, Director of the Center for Biomedical Informatics and Information Technology, and Dr. Henry Rodriguez, Director of Proteogenomics Research at the National Cancer Institute. And how will this work operationally? Because the VA, I guess, is providing the patients with lung cancer. I think that's one of their highest occurring diseases that they treat at the VA. Do they send them over to you, or how does this whole thing work?
It's not just the VA that's involved. It's also the Department of Defense, and in particular, the MRSA Cancer Center. And MRSA is going to be doing part of the characterization. The other part is going to be running through the CPTAC program that Henry already mentioned. So the patients will be seen at various sites in the VA, and then their tumors will be characterized either by the MRSA Cancer Center or by CPTAC in one of the CPTAC facilities, or actually by both of them. So we'll be doing both the genomic and the proteomic analyses. And then we'd like to see as well the imaging data and other data that's being generated in the VA flow into this whole picture of the patient.
And Dr. Rodriguez, earlier you mentioned that there's some idea of matching people's genomics with the tumors they have and the treatment they might need. Does that suggest that these kinds of diseases that will be under this program can be predicted if you can look at people's genetic information?
Yeah, so actually the way that I would look at it is you try to look at really what's new and excited about this program, and that's really what we're trying to bring to the table, this new emerging science that people will refer to as proteogenomics. But here's why I think that's important. So if we go back, the Human Genome Project, which everybody is familiar with, that has now taught us a tremendous amount of cancer biology. So what we see as sort of the next logical layer of that onion skin, to put it in a nice way, that needs to be peeled off, is what we call the proteome. And the reason is this. So DNA, which is what people commonly refer to when they say the genome, that serves as the blueprint for proteins. That's what we refer to as the proteome. And it's those very proteins that actually are going to be the workhorses of every living cell in the human body. Now, the key distinction is that while the technology to measure the proteome really wasn't around, let's say, 10 years ago in terms of its rigor and reproducibility, it absolutely is today. So surprisingly, which one would not, you know, take it as being sort of historical, genomics has really played the dominant role when it comes to clinical omics-based research. But what's becoming very clear now is that in order to really understand that genome, one needs to have a firm understanding of the proteome, including the modifications to those proteins. And the reason is twofold now. First, well, it kind of turns out that proteins are going to be the targets for most anti-cancer drugs and therapies. But secondly, what we're learning out through recent studies is that potentially meaningful changes at that protein level are not always going to be present at the genomic level. That's why what makes this very unique is to be able to combine the genomic information with the protein information, not only to get a better understanding of the cancer biology of the patient, but as he indicated, to possibly identify therapeutic interventions for those subjects.
Dr. Henry Rodriguez is Director of Proteogenomics Research, and Dr. Warren Kibbe, Director of the Center for Biomedical Informatics and Information Technology at the National Cancer Institute. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.